There's a lot going on within the ag industry and more. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. I caught up with U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts of Nebraska while he was traveling around the Midwest.
Yep, absolutely. In fact, I'm on my way right now to a roundtable with the Farm Bureau to be able to talk about what's in our one big beautiful bill and how it's going to be a big benefit for Nebraska agriculture.
Yes, we've been focusing a lot of attention here the last week or so since that bill has been signed by the president. Over 1,000 pages to digest, but as you look at that bill, what are some of the big ahas, the good benefits, do you think, for our producers, the ag industry?
Rarely do you have an opportunity to be able to sign a bill that's going to be so impactful and put this country on the right track. So in addition to avoiding a $4 trillion tax increase, which would impact our producers, right? I mean, think about this. In Nebraska, it'd be a $2,400 tax increase on the average family in Nebraska. So that's a big deal. But specifically when it comes to agriculture, this is really a good bill. So this is going to make sure that, for example, the death tax, we've extended it and made it permanent, which is going to be a big boon for helping our folks in farm and ranch families be able to pass on that farm or ranch to the next generation. So that's a big deal. It extends 45Z tax credit for renewable energy, for renewable fuels. So that's going to be able to help us out with one of our key industries here in the state that also helps us reduce the impact on, you know, on the environment.
But that's not all. The senator pointed out some more big benefits.
It's got funding for things like animal research, like the U.S. Meat Animal Research Center. We've got Clay Center. That's a big deal. It's going to take the beginning farmer and rancher program benefit from 5 years to 10 years. So to be able to help out those folks coming in, it's going to improve our livestock indemnity program, for example, to help, you know, ranchers who've experienced predation. It's going to help out the livestock forage program when we experience drought. It really is a big deal from that standpoint.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.